don't do it.
Don't let you break my heart.
Manchester United didn't.
Please don't do it. Don't you break my heart. I sacrifice to make you happy. Give nothing for myself.
All right, folks. We're here. Ahmed is not here. It is just Linda and I today. Welcome to Apples and Oranges. I'm Joe Sonnenblick.
I'm Linda Peralta.
And I'm going to start off with a little Premier League because Ruben's no longer with us. So I can start off with the Premier League. And hell of a game played by both teams. Real chippy affair, Manchester United and Leicester City. If you didn't know, Leicester City was going for the championship today. And
a win would have just sealed the deal.
A win would have definitely sealed the deal. And we noticed something in the first half was that Manchester United, well, at least I noticed it, they came out really ready to go. Louis van Gaal, who still believes he has a job next year,
He
doesn't have a job next year. He came out, and they were just offensive, and they were moving, and there was no wasted possession. There was just a lot of good, interesting possession. And you weren't just passing the ball to pass the ball. You were moving the ball around. But the one weak link on this team is who?
I want to hear you say it.
Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney is the weak link on this team. He wasn't before we found out about Marcus Rashford. And Anthony Martial is it. He's it. He's the future. And you're seeing it. And you got him for £20 million, which is a steal. That kid is going to score 20 goals soon. I don't know when, but soon.
He's fast. The only way to – you have to go neck and neck with him in order to try to slow him down.
He is a fast man. He can glide through anybody. And he did make Leicester's defense look old today, as they are old. They're not a young defense.
But they're not old either.
Yes, they are. They're all in their 30s. They are all in – Wes Morgan has been around forever. We had Robert Huth for a little bit. The only one who might not be in his 30s is Schlupp. That's the only guy I could see not being in his 30s. But I'm looking now to the future of Manchester United because this year's over. We're probably not going to get fourth. That draw – they did draw 1-1. That draw probably takes us back. We'll probably end up in fifth or sixth, which is the worst finish in 2 years, because 2 years ago under Moyes we finished, I think, in seventh.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to catch up with City.
No, and that's okay. I mean, the last few games, it's disappointing, but the last, I would say, month and a half to 2 months, they've really stepped it up. They've really, really, really stepped it up, and I'm proud of them for this year. And I think next year is going to be a lot better.
Their average age is 28.5.
Okay, that's old for a Premier League team. 28.5? That's old. When guys are usually done at, 31, 32? That's old. That means their defense is in their 30s. So you're looking now to the future of Manchester United, and what can you do? Memphis is probably gone, which I'm for. He's not what we thought he was. He's not going to figure it out. And if Mourinho is, in fact, coming here, Mourinho, I don't think he fits into Memphis. Memphis doesn't fit into Mourinho's system, personally, what I think. And now you have another glaring question. Why is Michael Carrick still on your team? Why is Marouane Fellaini still on your team? Though he did play a great game today. He did play a great game. From what I saw, I caught first half only. He played a really fantastic game. And I can't take anything away from him for that. But, guys make £10.5 million. The transfer fee was £10.5 million. He's making something like, I don't know, $8 million bucks. Too much. Too much for that guy. And what can happen next year is Zlatan Ibrahimovic. If Zlatan, as in Ibrahimovic, comes here next year...
I thought he wouldn't play if Mourinho was...
No, he wouldn't play if Van Gaal was the manager. Which is, if I'm Ed Woodward and I'm hearing that upstairs, I will kick Louis van Gaal's ass out the door the moment I hear that. To get Zlatan Ibrahimovic over here, this is the one league he hasn't conquered yet. everywhere. He's conquered every league. Munich, Milan, Roma. He's conquered every league. Juventus. He's conquered every league. I'm getting a phone call. What's good?
I'm gone for 10 minutes. You guys start talking about soccer.
That's right. What do you think about that?
You gotta make it louder.
It's awful.
You think it's awful? I gotta make this. Ruben, how do I make a phone louder?
You gotta make the phone louder. Yeah, you gotta make the phone louder and the fader.
Oh, I got it now. You gotta do the fader. I think I figured it out. No, I'm all right. So, let me ask you a question, Ruben.
It was a big game today.
It was a big game.
And it literally just ended.
Yeah. What's your problem?
We were in the studio watching it.
Well, what's your question, Joseph?
My question is, hey, man, what happened to your Heat?
They're about to win game 7.
No, they're not, Ruben. And I'm going to tell
yes,
you.
They are, Joseph.
Why do you think they're going to win Game 7, Ruben?
I'm in Charlotte. You know how basketball works? Apparently not.
I do know how basketball. Wow. This is different on the other side, isn't it? I do know how.
It's much easier from here when I don't have to look you in the face.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Ruben. I miss you.
Oh, my. That's weird. I do know how basketball works, Ruben. I'm going to tell you
right. Driving and talking on the phone. I gotta go.
Okay.
Good luck with the show.
Thank you, sir. Good luck. No, Ahmed's not here. There was a bike marathon.
Oh my God. All right. Good luck to all the listeners too. Bye.
Okay, so hey, I took my first Skype call, everybody, so you should all how would you rate the quality of this call? Well, I'm gonna make that a 1-star just because it was Ruben, you know?
I think it had more to do with you that the
caller. Well, no, I'm gonna say the caller was some sort of diddler. He's a diddler of kids.
He is not.
So, back to Manchester United and Leicester City. Manchester United needs one striker, and they need to get rid of Wayne Rooney. Does anybody disagree with me? It's 718-395-3731. Does anybody agree with me? It's 718-395-3731. You know, we were walking over here today, and we saw a family. They were from Colombia and or Mexico. Linda thinks they were from.
They look Ecuadorian. They spoke.
Okay. So they were coming out of this apartment, and it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 6 or 7 of them that just came out of the apartment. And listen, I'm a guy that smokes some weed, and I have a mind that wanders quite a bit. So when I saw that.
And you're white.
And I'm white, which is the best thing to be in this country, to be honest with you. When I saw that, you know what I heard in my head?
Jesus. And then he proceeded to do that the entire rest of the way.
Because it's a funny song.
You enjoy that song.
It's a funny song. Call up if you think that's a funny song. 718-395-3731.
Someone help me.
All right, so Manchester United's they're going to do some things. That's a great story, Joe. Great. Well, somebody else is calling. I think that's Ahmed. Is that Ahmed?
Yo.
Oh,
I hate bike marathons.
Bike marathons.
I hate Kurt Rambis
and bike marathons. That's going to be the name of this show. That's going to be the name of the show. I hate Kurt Rambis and I hate bike marathons. Ahmed, tell me, because we watched most of the NFL draft together. You tell me.
It was a miraculous farce of bullshit.
Well, why?
It's horrible.
Why?
No, it can't be on speaker.
Like, from the moment that Joey Bosa went to the Chargers, that's when the Giants got screwed with no loop.
I agree with you. That Joey Bosa going 3 to the Chargers really fucked up that whole draft. Because I don't think that the Cowboys were going to take Ezekiel Elliott. I think they were going to be
Cowboys. Stupid.
No,
I think that was a great pick.
That's a great pick, man. That's a great pick. I don't know, Ahmed.
If they would have taken Jalen Ramsey, that would have been a problem for my team and the Washington Redskins and all the other teams that want to throw the ball.
Well, you got a problem on your team. You got Eli Manning, you got Rashad Jennings, and you got a guy named Eli Apple. Eli's getting old. That's true. What about? Wait a minute. He hung up on me. Now he's calling again. He's calling again. Ahmed.
Joseph?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So, Eli Apple, you tell me.
I mean, the Giants really need to waste their 10th overall pick on a cornerback who's not even the best cornerback on the board.
Well, it was Ahmed, and then some. Who is this now?
It's James, actually. What's going on,
James?
Good morning to you.
Ahmed was on the phone, and people are just calling in here. It's amazing. This is the most calls we've ever gotten.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ruben, for leaving.
I was up. I'm about to head to church. Oh. You know, I get tagged on his Facebook. That it's calling because I want to talk about the Jets drafting.
Okay. Did you like that first pick?
Darren Lee. We have a position in need of linebackers. Our linebacking core is like they weren't great last year.
Right, and I agree.
So our strength for our defense was the secondary and the front three.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, we needed to address it.
I think a lot of people don't realize that this draft was not a flashy, fun draft. This was a draft of necessity and need. So, so we definitely needed an outside linebacker. Would I have liked them to draft? Would I have liked them to draft Paxton Lynch? Sure. But Mike Maccagnan said that they didn't even view Paxton Lynch as a second or third round pick. They were ready to draft him in the fourth round.
Okay.
So I believe in Mike Maccagnan. I think the man knows what he's doing.
I do too.
People are a little nervous, though, about the Christian Hackenberg pick. And here's why I'm going to tell everybody to shut the fuck up. Christian Hackenberg will never see the light of day. He will never play football for the Jets. He's Bryce Petty's backup. That's really what it is. And it's more insurance than anything, the fact that what if Geno Smith gets hurt? Because Geno Smith's going to be your starting quarterback. And
We don't think we're going to work out a deal with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I think Ryan Fitzpatrick could go fuck himself, is what I think.
Dude wants 15 mil, or 16 mil, whatever the money he wants.
Listen, you give him 10, and you say play, or you don't give him anything. That's what you give him. The highest
but he didn't do the job last year. He didn't get us to the playoffs. That's why. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you.
We lost to the Bills twice last year.
Okay, and it's mainly because his – wow, a lot of people are calling me. It's mainly because his head is in. Hold on, people calling me. Relax. I gotta take this call. Relax. I think that was Ahmed, but don't worry about it. So here's what I'm gonna tell you. I lost my train of thought. Geno Smith. If you would have had Geno Smith as your quarterback last year, even with that receiving core, you could have penciled him in for 3-13. You could have.
Yeah, I agree.
Penciled that team in for 3-13 because one, they like playing for Fitzpatrick, especially the offensive line. The offensive line like playing for Fitzpatrick.
They've even been doing like Snapchats.
Yeah,
him
they and... Snapchat him. They go to Rangers games together. They're all having a good old time there. They don't want Geno Smith, but now that you have to have Geno Smith, what can you do? And I think they shored up the blind side by trading for Ryan Clady, which is why I don't think they went after an offensive tackle in the first round. They believe that they were okay with Ryan Clady over there, which you still need a little bit of help, but I understand not drafting an offensive player in the first round. And damn the fucking Dolphins for drafting Laremy Tunsil. He is going to be a monster. A monster.
Yes.
And now he's got something to prove. Because of that whole shit.
Does. You went from a first overall pick to the 13th now.
Yeah. Do you realize that it was his stepfather who was trying to set him up?
Well, that's a rumor. I don't think
it's true.
I heard it wasn't. What? Well, at least he denied it.
Well, I believe that his step... Because apparently his stepfather was beating on his mom's, and he called the cops on his stepfather. And then
I heard about the off-field.
Yeah, and then the only person who had his Twitter account was his stepfather, apparently, because we do have a Twitter for the show, but I don't use it. I don't like Twitter. I hardly like Facebook, except when I'm insulting everybody. Then I like it. But, see, my thing is, if you're an NFL-ready talent about to go into the draft, how about you turn it all off for a month? Just that month. So no one can... You deactivate it.
Well, it was an old photo, too.
That doesn't matter to teams. It could be a photo from when you were 9. It doesn't matter to teams. Just deactivate. Why can't you be off the grid? Huh? I don't understand. And pretty soon, in 2 years or 3 years, when weed becomes legal in sports and they realize that it's a thing that cures or helps relieve pain...
That's far better than
Percocets or any sort of pain medication. And I don't want to get on that soapbox, but I do believe that in 2 or 3 years, we're going to see a lot more tolerance in terms of smoking weed. Just let the guy smoke some goddamn weed. Guy wants to smoke some weed. I know you're going to church, James. I shouldn't curse, but goddamn it. It's one of those things you can't do anything about, right?
Can you believe the Jets wasted a 7th-round pick on a punter? I mean, I understand our special teams was terrible last year.
Well, that's when you get a punter. That's when you get a punter is in the 7th round.
I mean, do we really have to waste that pick on a punter, though?
Yes.
That's how I feel.
Who's your punter?
I don't know. But the Jets draft. Oh, well, Ryan Quigley, no?
No, he's gone.
Oh, well.
He's an Eagle.
Oh, he's an Eagle now.
Yeah, good. Let him be. He's terrible. Who cares about him? He was awful. Yeah, and before Ryan Quigley, you had a punter named Robert Malone who was a damn good punter. And now I believe he punts for the Redskins or the Buccaneers. I'm not quite sure about that. It's one of the two teams. But damn, Robert Malone was a good punter. We even nicknamed him the detective because he's got a good detective's name, Robert Malone. But special teams to me is one of the more important aspects of football, and the Jets haven't had a good kick returner since Leon Washington. That was the last good kick returner they had. And even before that, mm-hmm. Brad Smith. So.
Yeah, Brad Smith was good.
Yeah. And then
that's all he was good at.
Yes, no, he was horrible. Had no hands. He had no hands. And with Leon Washington, the guy broke his leg. So I understand you had to get rid of him, but you do need some kick returners, and they did sign a couple of guys. They signed a guy from the Raiders. I think they signed Rod Streeter, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we signed a wideout that's supposed to be good at kick returner.
They signed Rod Streeter, who was an okay kick returner. But really, I want to see that kid from Ohio State that we drafted in the 3rd round last year, Devin Smith.
Devin Smith, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see him return some kicks if he could stay on the field. It looks like he's made of glass. It looks like D. Milliner status with him, who is never going to pan out. They should really cut ties with D. Milliner because it took them 3 years with Stephen Hill. Remember Stephen Hill, the horrible wide receiver with two left hands?
Yes. He went 2 picks either before Alshon Jeffery or after or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, he was before Alshon Jeffery.
Georgia Tech kid.
Yes, Georgia Tech. And he looked great in college. And the only thing people were saying is that the guy drops balls, and he dropped them all.
And guess what? He dropped every ball thrown at him.
he dropped them all. He dropped every ball that was thrown to him. It was pretty intense. James, I'm going to let you go to church and worship your fake god. I'm going to tell you.
Thanks, Linda. Always a pleasure, guys.
Yeah, all right, James. Have a good one.
Take care, guys.
Ruben just texted saying, "Kick return talk." Thrilling.
Man, what Ruben's trying to, he's trying to railroad me. Now you're talking about kickers. Thrilling. Wow. Well, come back. You want to be a guest on my show, Ruben? Hey, who's the worst hitting team in baseball, Linda?
That would be my New York Yankees.
What's their average, Linda?
I don't even know.
Oh, you're supposed to be on this.
Well, I didn't. That was,
Ruben, we got to put a wig on you and make you a stat lady.
That was a quick turn.
That was a quick turn. We went from the Jets to the Yankees. Two teams in peril.
You felt threatened, and all of a sudden, you got to threaten me.
I didn't feel threatened. I felt good. Oh, my goodness. I think that's Ahmed now. Is this Ahmed?
Hello.
Okay. So
what the hell happened?
I don't know. You cut out, and then James Lee, the Korean man, called. That's my Korean connection right there. So
the fact that that receiver couldn't catch Diddley Squad.
Oh, he was the worst. He might have been the worst receiver we ever drafted.
But I don't know if this guy Smith, if Devin Smith doesn't turn, he might be the same thing.
But at least he's fast.
He can't catch either.
At least he's fast and can return kicks. Stephen Hill couldn't do that. See, my thing, I put up, I don't know if you noticed the picture today of Browning Nagel, who was arguably the worst Jets quarterback of all time because he was scared of everyone. He was scared of everything. And I remember Browning Nagel was, 91, 92, I believe, just when I started watching football with my dad. And I remember his mullet very clearly. But he was absolutely one of the worst quarterbacks we ever drafted. Not to be overdone, though, by Kellen Clemens. I think I'm going to put Kellen Clemens right there as the worst quarterback we've ever had.
Oh, he was trash, too.
He was trash.
But, I mean, like, at least Browning Nagle had that killer mullet, though. That made him look fearless.
He was so bad.
Even though he was trash.
He was so bad. Because there were two quarterbacks in between.
I don't know. I wanted to go back to the draft, though.
Oh, okay.
I just want to say I think the Jaguars had the best draft.
They did.
Out of every team.
They did.
Like, the Jaguars and the Browns.
They did. Jalen Ramsey, baby.
Basically, the Browns, they traded back a million times and stockpiled, and they got a lot of decent players. They didn't get a lot of good players, but they got a lot of, you know, stopgap guys. And I think that's what the Giants should have did instead of drafting Eli Apple. I'm not saying Eli Apple's going to be a bad pick, but it was a super reach.
Super reach. They had him going late first, early second.
That was at least a 6-7 pick reach. He's like 15, 16, 17 type guy.
Well, they had him in the 20s.
So Jerry Reese is going to regret not drafting Laramie Tunsil. That kid is going to be angry that nobody wanted to fuck with him because he had a hack or whatever, because he smoked a little weed. He's going to come in and murder shit. He's going to murder your team, too.
I know. I don't disagree.
I'm sorry.
I don't disagree with how good Laramie Tunsil is. I like Laramie Tunsil quite a bit. See, what I wanted was who went to the Ravens with number 6, another offensive tackle.
Oh, Ronnie Stanley.
Ronnie Stanley. See, I think he's going to be the best offensive tackle just for the next year coming out of the draft. It's going to take Tunsil maybe some time to acclimate, because I also think that the Miami Dolphins have some real problems, because it's becoming clear to me that Ndamukong Suh is regretting his decision.
Oh God, he got paid.
He got paid,
and that was it.
It's Albert Haynesworth money. It's Albert Haynesworth time.
Yo, you know? It seems like when guys get that Albert Haynesworth money, they just lose it.
They turn into Albert Haynesworth. that's what they do. And I want to also touch on the fact that why didn't the I know they're committed to Ryan Tannehill, which is a big mistake because that guy's a crumb bum, but he's trash. So why didn't they draft a quarterback in the second round or the third round or the fourth round or any other round that they had a pick?
I'm going to tell you why, because there were none left. And Hackenberg is a huge mistake, too.
I don't think he's going to start.
I heard that. I think that they believe he's a starter. Like, think McTagnan thinks that he is a guy.
Well, listen, I trust McTagnan's football IQ, because he really does know, I believe, what he's doing, you know. And McTagnan's the guy that found Arian Foster. He's the guy that found Alfred Blue. He found a lot of late round guys, you know. So I do think that it's possible that he could have hit on something. I don't know. I don't watch Penn State football. I don't care for Penn State. What did Ruben say?
They did draft a QB. From what I heard from the television or the media is that he was a kid in his first year. He was playing in the pro-style offense, and he was doing well under, I think, Bill O'Brien or somebody. Mm-hmm. I think the coach
Bill O'Brien.
The Texans. Right. Mm-hmm. But he was doing good in that system, and then all of a sudden, Bill O'Brien, I guess, moved on, and he had a new coach and a new system, and then he started to, like, you know, not flourish or, you know, falter or whatever.
I
don't believe that.
I don't know.
You are what you are. You can play anybody's system. If you're a quarterback, you're a quarterback, you know?
I don't know much about the guy. I'm an idiot, because apparently that the Dolphins did draft a QB.
In this draft?
In this draft? I know. They didn't draft a QB. You did not draft a QB, guy. They didn't draft the QB. I'm sorry to tell you. But there was...
I don't remember them drafting a QB.
Yeah. There was one in a later round. You know the kid from... is it Michigan? No, Dak Prescott. You know that kid?
Yeah, he went to the Cowboys. He's a decent prospect.
I like his arm. I like his motor. I like the fact that he recognizes plays. Listen, Connor Cook, nobody wanted him. He fell very far. Nobody really wanted Connor Cook because Michigan State
didn't have a real arm.
Yeah. But does Hackenberg?
Hackenberg does have an arm.
See,
so, I mean, you know,
the thing to me with Hackenberg that I noticed when I just saw a couple of highlights is he keeps his head down when he throws.
That's not good.
He's like looking.
He does take snaps under center.
Well,
he is comfortable with that.
But he's also looking at the rush to see if the rush is coming. He's not looking past that. And that, to me, can be something that can really fuck you up.
Oh, good news. I'm on my way, man. I'm in a cab.
Oh, you're on your way?
I have to do this telephone thing. Okay. I feel bad. I wanted to be there. I committed.
Oh, that's nice. Well, maybe you'll make it here for the last, 20 minutes?
I don't know. My cab just pulled off because I'm a black man in the rain.
I understand. I understand. So
I guess I'm not coming because, yeah, he just pulled off.
Oh, okay. Oh, he peeled. Oh, I thought you were in the cab. Okay, well, don't worry about it. Just, you know, don't be a black man in the rain. Go be a black man in your home.
I'm going to go in my home now because the cab just left. That shit is right.
All right. Now, let me.
They drafted Brandon Doughty?
In the sixth round?
I'm sorry. This is not the forum for that.
So, here's what I'm at. They did draft a quarterback. They drafted a kid named Brandon Doughty. So, I don't know who that is. But
I don't know who that is.
I don't think it matters.
And the Vikings drafted a European player.
Oh.
A wide receiver that didn't play in the NCAA.
Oh. Check that out. There's something new. But here's – the Vikings might have had the best pick in the first round, Ahmed. Remember that?
Yes.
Laquon Treadwell? That's a steal.
They're quietly still. Always.
I'm telling you. Cordarrelle Patterson, Laquon Treadwell, Adrian Peterson, Stephon Diggs, Kyle Rudolph.
Teddy Bridgewater grows up more and more every year.
Yeah. He's going to I really believe that the Vikings, maybe not this year, but next year, will take that division.
Hey, but you know what, though? Like, just like the Vikings are like, they added enough pieces to take that next step, I feel like the Jags have, too. Like, Blake Bortles is a better quarterback than I thought he would be.
Yeah.
And now they got their defense looking halfway decent.
I don't know.
And that kid Dexter Fowler's coming back. Like, they basically have
Dante Fowler.
I'm sorry. Yeah, they basically have the three first-round picks on their team next year. Like, it's going to be insane for them next year.
No, it's
three young, talented rookies.
I want to see the Jaguars do well. I just don't think it's going to happen next year. I think they maybe get to 7-9, 8-8. I mean, that's an improvement. But I don't think.
No, you look at their division. Who's in their division that's stopping them, man?
Aren't they in the same?
Colts fell back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Aren't they in the same division as Houston?
I'm used to seeing the Colts coming out of that division like, you know, like gangbusters. But now with Andrew Luck kind of regressing last year, I don't know.
Who's in that division? It's the Colts? It's
the Colts.
The Jaguars.
You got the Jags, obviously. You got...
Oh, man.
They've gotten back.
AFC South. I don't really watch the South.
Is it Houston?
Houston Texans, yeah. They're in there.
And the Broncos.
Who else?
The Panthers.
The Panthers? No, that's the NFC.
That's NFC.
AFC.
Sorry.
Either way, I think the Jags are primed to take that division. Like, they got a quarterback. They got good receivers too. Like, good fast big receivers.
I got it. Texans, Colts, Jaguars, Titans, and
that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Texans are winning that division.
I don't know. I think it's going to be a battle.
I don't. I think the Texans are definitely going to win that division. And let me ask you this question. I know we all think Trent Richardson's a bum. Did you see how much he slimmed down?
I don't care. He's still a bum.
Okay. All right. That's
first round bum. What was the third pick overall?
Third pick to the Browns, yeah.
He's the biggest fucking, but he's the biggest bum I've ever seen.
Ahmed, you could curse, Ahmed. Who cares that it's Sunday? All right, now let's get off a little football. Let's go to the Mets. The Metsies.
15-7, bitch.
15-7. We started 2-5, and we're 15-7. Wow.
Amazing time to be a Mets.
Neil Walker's got 10 home runs. Yoenis Cespedes got 9 home runs. Azubel Cabrera, who I still think is the best pickup of the offseason. That double play that they turned last night to win that game was fantastic. I mean,
the double play looks sweet.
This team,
Andrew Ball Cabrera at shortstop.
Yeah,
he might not have the range that he used to have.
But he's got.
But he makes the play.
Gets to every ball.
He makes the play.
And you know who almost cost you that game yesterday? Wilmer Flores and his stupid fucking throwing error, an asshole.
Beyond that, I think Jerry almost cost us the game trying to get more out of. Who started yesterday? Out of
DeGrom.
Brain fart.
DeGrom.
Yes, he tried to get more, and I think he should have just went to the pen a little bit such earlier.
And let's talk about how good our bullpen has been. Our bullpen has
–
it's the best bullpen in baseball.
Well, I mean
– 2.59 ERA.
They also have –
Addison Reed.
You've been giving them so much to work with.
Everybody knows their role.
Okay.
It's an amazing thing to watch.
Which is great.
Good.
That's the
but
way it works.
Nobody remembers the
– how about Conforto in the
–
Oh,
Conforto's
man.
Been –
That was the move that changed everything.
He's your leader right now.
That was the move that changed the whole world. Michael Conforto hitting.
He's a natural three.
He's a natural. You could put him anywhere in the lineup, and he's going to hit. He's just going to hit.
As much as I love David Wright, David Wright has never been a good three hitter. He's always been a great two hitter and
right.
a great four hitter. I feel even a great. I liked him in the five spot. That's the best.
I don't like him cleaning up anymore. I mean, I did maybe last year. I don't like him cleaning up anymore. I like him either two or six.
I like him at six, but I like him at two because he still got the contact. He still makes contact with everything.
And
not everything, but
right.
most
things. And finally, my father came to his senses last night and told me I'm right about Travis d'Arnaud. That guy is a fucking waste.
He's a bum.
Waste. And he's not going
to
get better.
He goes down again.
Yep.
And for what he comes in,
yep.
he get busy.
He's not going to get better. I'm sorry.
No, he's not. We gotta trade him.
Those two knee injuries on the different knees. You can't do that as a catcher. Like, there's one thing about Mike Piazza: never had a knee problem. Never ever had a knee problem.
Mike never could throw.
No, we didn't ask him to.
Either, but at least Mike could rake.
Mike could hit the ball. Mike could hit
85. What did he hit me?
I think 078 or 085 or something like that.
Oh my God.
But here's what with Travis d'Arnaud. He doesn't call a good baseball game either. He doesn't call a good game behind the plate. Kevin Plawecki is a much better catcher at this point. But
he sure is.
But what I would say, and this is an unpopular opinion, is leave Plawecki down in the minors and let him develop. Let Rene Rivera be the backup and make him the eight hitter. And I know how unpopular.
Right now, d'Arnaud is hurt, right?
So yeah, like you gotta have Plawecki be there.
3 weeks.
You gotta.
Is he on the 15-day? I don't even know.
Who cares?
But right now he's down. I say let's see what Plawecki's got. He's got a little pop in his bat. I like his game calling, managing skills. Like I don't know. I think Sandy's on to something here.
I do too.
You need to trade d'Arnaud ASAP.
You're not gonna get anything for him though, unless you package him in a deal with Harvey.
I'm with it.
I think I said this the other night. Harvey, d'Arnaud, and Montero.
I like that.
I would trade. Oh. I don't know.
Honestly, I want a top of the order hitter because Granderson is old as dirt.
Yeah, but he's hitting.
Leadoff guy.
Guy's hitting .275.
But we're talking like the future. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that. For right now, let Curtis live, man. He came on.
Nah, he definitely came on.
Linda's smiling at something.
Ruben's falling asleep.
Good.
To like get a good young leadoff guy, you know, like I wouldn't be opposed to that from Matt Harvey and d'Arnaud and some other prospects.
Understandable. Oh, getting off sports for one particular second. I don't know if anyone has heard the new Aesop Rock record. I don't know if you listen to Aesop Rock, Med.
It's hard body.
Okay.
I listen to all the Aesops.
Not ASAP Rocky, ASAP Rock.
I know I heard you, but I listen to all of them. Rocky, Ferg, I mess with the ASAP dudes, but I'm listening to
it. Okay, but ASAP Rock has a new record called The Impossible Kid, and everyone should pick this record up. I listened to four tracks on the way home from work yesterday. This man is on another level. It's fucking unbelievable. Pick it up if you can. Always support. I mean, he's not really independent hip hop anymore because madheads know him. But listen to Aesop Rock. I might play a track at the end of the show to go out on. But just that little plug. He's not paying me to do that. I just wanted to do that for you. With the Mets also. How about Jim Henderson? How about nobody talking about how fucking great Jim Henderson is? That man.
That's because they don't know, man.
That man. That man out of the bullpen. I know he's got his elbow and his arm problems, but that guy out of the pen is so fucking reliable, so valuable. You know. You notice what happened when
you. For a cab, but they keep dissing.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. It's all right. You know. You know what I thought last year with guys like Carlos Torres and even Henry Mejia and Bobby Parnell. That's what held you back too. Those
they were all garbage
men.
They were throwers.
Yeah.
Not pitchers.
Throwers.
Parnell. Don't say his name to me ever again. He sucks.
Bobby Parnell was. We hung on to that guy like grim fucking death for 5 years. And he was so bad. I don't understand what they saw. And they, after the horror show of closers,
after
like
his injury too. Yeah, his fastball lost that upward tilt and movement.
Yeah, he's just throwing straight. But after closers like Jason Isringhausen, Braden Looper, JJ Putz, all those bums, you want to give me this guy as your closer and Hyde Familia as your setup man? That's crazy. The only reason Familia is your closer is because Bobby Parnell got hurt. And Mejia was a roid user.
Mejia likes to do drugs.
Right.
Oh, speaking of roids.
Oh, yes. Let's speak of roids, D. Gordon. Let us speak.
Yeah, what's up with that?
They're so stupid.
Let's do steroids and get paid.
Yeah. Let's do steroids.
So minor.
You know, let's do steroids because I'm 180 pounds soaking wet and steroids are not going to affect my game. Maybe he was doing it in terms of maybe he's injured, but still. Guy, this is random. Random drug tests mean you don't know, fella. So just,
basically,
you know, don't do that. That's, I mean, how hard is it not to do steroids? You want some steroids? No, I'm okay. I mean, that's it.
It's kind of hard, though, Joe, because, like, listen, when you take steroids now, that's automatic $50 million guaranteed.
But D. Gordon's got his money, man. He's making $10 million a year.
Yeah, but then you got to sustain it. You can't take steroids and they get paid and then not take steroids.
But
it doesn't work like that.
Med, he was sustaining it. Even when he was a Kansas City Royal, the guy was hitting 300. He was sustaining it.
Maybe he was taking steroids then.
Well, yeah, I guess I got no response for that. I guess I can't go back.
Like,
I can't
maybe,
go back to his tests and whatnot.
Steroids all along.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, it's possible, but boy, that would be upsetting.
I mean, he's the son of a former major leaguer too, right? So
yeah.
He's been in the clubhouse all life. He knows baseball. Like, he knows what's right and wrong. And apparently, in young baseball now, taking steroids is what's up.
Ahmed,
I'm not condoning it. I think it's horrible, but
Ahmed, let me ask you a question right now. Who's in last in the American League East?
Oh, my gosh.
Ahmed.
Wait, what happened? We talking about the horrible Yankees?
Oh, we're talking about the horrible Yankees. We're talking about a team that's 1-7 is hitting below 250 in total. They're the worst team in baseball.
A-Rod
is giving his bats to cancer kids and not hitting balls with them. Just take my bat, cancer kid. 185 for your cleanup hitter there. That's good. That's nice. What about
Torres and Castro are the leaders.
Oh, Torres and Castro are your leaders. Oh.
How about
those two names? Torres is your leader.
This. Remember when they were talking trash about Castro? Like, oh, we don't want him. Who, and now they like, that's the dude.
Who told you about Starlin Castro? Ahmed.
We're not satisfied with getting Starlin Castro.
Ahmed, who said that Starlin Castro was going to hit 30 bombs out of that park?
I know somebody that said it.
That's right. That's right. You're talking to that man.
Because that porch is a joke.
That porch is a joke. I mean, if Chris Young could hit 20 home runs out of that ballpark, you know that porch is a joke. So that's
exactly
what it is. Okay, what's
I mean, what's that guy's name? Oh, God, Xander. What was his name?
Oh,
no, not Xander. Xavier Nady.
Oh, Xavier Nady. Oh, goodness. He was the worst. And he hit 20 home runs for your team. He was the worst. He was maybe one of the worst Mets we've ever had. We're going through the list the other night. I still think Bill Pulsifer, Rico Bronya, and John Maine are my top three. Worst Mets.
Mr. John Maid. I liked Maid for a while until he got hurt.
They tried to sell you that that was the future. Don't throw shit in my eyes and tell me it's gold. Don't ever do that with me.
John Maid wasn't the future. At most, he was like a number three starter.
Listen.
But he was a really good number three. When his ball, whatever. When he wasn't hurt and his fastball had that lift to it, he was pretty good.
I've been a Mets fan all my life, Ahmed. I've seen the worst baseball players ever cross my field of view, and John Maine was right up there. You're trying to tell me that John Maine, Mike Pelfrey, and John Neese were the answer?
Nope. I'm not telling you they're the answer. I'm just saying they were. John Maine wasn't as horrible in the beginning as he was. When we stole him from the Orioles, because the Orioles gave up on him, they seen the garbage, right?
Mm.
But then we kind of got a little something out of him. He did give us more than 10 wins one season.
And
that's all I'm saying. He was on the cusp of throwing the Mets' first no-hitter.
It's true.
Before
that fake no-hitter.
Before Santana did it. Yeah.
I heard something very interesting from Gary Cohen the other day, a little trivia stat for all you Mets fans out there.
I love Gary, by the way.
Oh, Gary's the best. Antonio Bastardo is the first Mets reliever to win two games back-to-back since Joe Smith. Remember that piece of shit?
Yes, I do.
Sidearm pitcher. He was a sidearm pitcher.
Exactly. Another thrower.
But he sort of found his niche as an older guy, but he's just a sidearm pitcher who was just a thrower and a piece of shit. I mean, the Mets have had more pieces of shit. I mean, I can't even count the endless number of bums, garbage. Vance Wilson, Mo Vaughn, Jason, the other catcher. I forgot his name. Vance Wilson. Jason Phillips. Jason Phillips. Josh Tolley.
Let's throw Josh Tolley.
Josh Tolley. Mike Nickias. I could just do an hour saying names.
That's entertaining.
I could sit here for an hour and say names like the Requiem for the Dead.
That's good radio.
It is good radio. Mike Bordick. Joe McEwing. Bums. Garbage men. Trash. Carlos Baerga.
Yo, super trash.
So, all right.
Basically, Mr. Days of Alfonso.
Let's get off the Mets for a second again, and talk about the.
Talk about the Knicks.
Yeah.
Mother of God, so there's a playoffs going on, Joe.
I know there's a playoffs going on, Ruben. Ruben, I know there's a playoffs going on. My team's not involved, but I will say this.
I heard what you said. The Heat's going to win Game 7.
Okay.
You know why?
Tell me.
Because of Dwayne Wade.
Okay. I always count him in my factoring. I always count him in my factoring. But let me throw this at you, Ahmed, okay? You know, we're all talking about the injuries that happened and how playoff viewership has dropped dramatically since, well, the Clippers and Steph Curry got injured. How about this? How about this thought, all right? The San Antonio Spurs finished 69-13. Is that correct? Is that number correct? Or 68-14, something like that?
That is correct. Yeah.
Okay. That's five games less than the Warriors won, everybody. And how many of those 14 games were due to rest?
Thank you for doing that math.
I'm going to tell you this.
A lot of those games, they didn't even play their full squad.
I'm going to tell you this right fucking now. The San Antonio Spurs are going to sweep the Oklahoma City Thunder. One.
They blew them out.
LaMarcus Aldridge went 18 for 23.
Bench.
Yeah.
He was on the bench chilling, have a cigar.
They were all on the bench. Parker was on the bench. Ginobili, it was the LaMarcus Aldridge Kawhi Leonard experience yesterday.
Yeah, they were chilling.
They are going to roll over the Thunder, and I cannot wait until they get to the Warriors and everyone's face drops. What the Spurs are going to do to that team. Steph Curry.
Right now, there are two teams that are far and above everybody else. San Antonio Spurs and Golden State Warriors.
That's it.
And that is the finals. When it happens.
Western Conference
finals. No, but I'm saying, but that is like the, like that should be the final.
What if,
the real NBA finals is going to be boring. Because it's going to be like, what, Cleveland or I don't even know who.
Miami, maybe?
I don't think it's going to be Miami.
Like, team from the East going against the juggernaut from the West.
I think Cleveland's coming out of the East. I still believe that. And I believe it's going to be the Spurs. I think the Spurs are going to have no trouble with the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm going to tell you this right this second, though, because I said it from the beginning of the year. LaMarcus Aldridge was the most important pickup of the offseason, followed by David West being the second most important pickup of the offseason.
Yep.
David West is playing.
Spurs.
Yeah. I love
the
Spurs.
Money from?
I love the Spurs.
Oh, because Tim Duncan took less money.
That's right.
Yep. He takes a pay cut.
He's a professional. He's a professional person. David West is playing for $1 million.
They want to win.
They want to win.
That's their only goal.
They want a championship. And how about this rumor that I heard? What if this is the last year of Duncan and Ginobili and Parker and that money comes off the books? What if Kevin Durant decides to go to the Spurs?
Oh, my God.
How about that? Then there's no more basketball.
He's going to leave OKC.
Oh, yeah. He's done with that idiocy over
there.
It's
weird because he keeps saying, like, you know, he loves Russell Westbrook and all this kind of stuff. But
you fire Scott Brooks to bring Billy Donovan in, who's not a bad coach. But why not just keep Scott Brooks?
He has the wrong players for what he wants to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
He needs run-and-gun guys.
Yep.
He needs running gun. You know what he needs? He needs the Orlando Magic. Or the Minnesota Timberwolves. Because the Minnesota Timberwolves, you give them 2 years, they're going to be in the finals. 2 or 3 years, they'll be in the finals. I think. Right?
Did we lose you?
All right, he's gone. Ahmed's in one of the project elevators, and you know what that means. No service, and possibly a gunshot wound.
Oh, dear.
Well, Ruben said, play a track, Jim Henson. I don't know what that means. Anyhow, I'm not going to play a track just yet. I'm going to keep talking about the New York Knicks and their situation. But before that, I will say again, listen, the Spurs are the best team in basketball. I don't care about your 73-9. Doesn't do anything for me. Hey, if you go 73-9 and lose the championship, guess what you did? You went 73-9.
Yeah, but you also lost your star player due to injury.
Okay. Oh, big deal. This is Ruben. Oh my God. What do you want? What do you?
No.
Ah. Yes.
Joe.
Hello.
Yes.
Joe, you hear me or what?
Yeah, I hear you. Talk.
Do you hear me or no?
All right. I've had it.
Maybe we should use my phone.
No, it's not the phone. How come everybody else? I can hear Ahmed in the projects. You can't even get a bomb in there. But everything's safe. I don't want to talk to anyone anymore. I shouldn't have done this. The one day I get Skype going. What do you want?
Talk about the fucking Timberwolves and Tom Thibodeau.
We did last week.
What?
Oh, my goodness. Tom Thibodeau. Okay. They're going to win. They're going to win in 2 years, and you know it.
Do I have to do everything for you? Right.
Tell me. Tell me, Ruben. Tell me what you want.
I think you picked up something else.
I cut everybody off.
Okay.
I'm done. I'm done with Skype. No more Skyping. I'm rejecting calls from now on. Now I'm going to talk. We're out. We're out of Skype time. Okay? Jesus Christ. Okay. Tom Thibodeau. I think that man is going to make a world of difference over there. Got young guys. Karl Anthony Towns is a superstar. Not going to be a superstar. Is already a superstar. Zach LaVine's going to come into his own. I think you just got to get rid of Ricky Rubio. I don't like the way Ricky Rubio plays basketball. It doesn't make sense. You want a guy that's going to score seven points and give you 16 assists a night? That's not a point guard. John Stockton scored points, too. Do people not remember John Stockton? Reggie Miller, he can assist. He scored points. This is what happens. Ricky Rubio is not an NBA point guard. Russell Westbrook is an NBA point guard. Rajon Rondo is an NBA point guard.
Yeah.
He's a head case, but he's a point guard. Doesn't change the fact that he's still a point guard. What? What did Ruben say now?
No, nothing.
Oh,
I was just
goodness gracious. Got me all hyped here. I'm hot. It's crazy. So
you work yourself up.
Yeah, I know. Who had the Spurs this year?
I know.
I had the Spurs.
You wavered a little bit.
I wavered a little bit when I thought that it was coming to its conclusion when Tim Duncan was hurt.
Yeah.
But now I don't. I see everything happening. Okay, this is Ahmed. I'm going to pick up for Ahmed. Ahmed, we got about 9 minutes here. So,
I know you got to have time for your ASAP song, too.
Yes, ASAP.
I didn't pick the Spurs to do this year. I have to be honest. I knew they were going to be good, but I didn't think they were going to.
I felt it. I mean, you could see the San Antonio Spurs just get better, that nucleus just improve with LaMarcus Aldridge. And
Kawhi Leonard.
Best two-way player in basketball.
That dude.
Best two-way player in basketball.
You know what? The NBA marketed the fuck out of Steph Curry, but they need to market Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
That kid plays basketball.
I agree. And
you know, like the way it's supposed to be played.
Yeah, a hard brand. It's a hard brand of basketball he plays. He does something that nobody else does. And
but you know what? I think it was a blessing for him to be drafted by the Spurs, though.
Yeah.
I don't think any other coach could have gotten that out of him except for Popovich.
So quickly.
I'm not saying it like he didn't have that in him, but I think Popovich nurtured his skills to the most, man. He's a great fucking coach.
And, and everyone around him.
He's the best coach in basketball, man. Don't give me all that.
That whole team is our coaches, like Tim Duncan, Parker. You're going to tell me none of them are like.
What's her name? Not Becky Hammonson.
Becky Hammon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd take her as a Knicks coach. I'd take anybody's the Knicks. I don't give a fuck, man.
I want her to coach my team.
You got a working vein in your body? Come on down. As long as your name's not David Blatt. Because if your name's David Blatt and you want to be my coach, you get the fuck out of my face.
Or Kurt Rambis. What's that other douche? Brian Shaw.
Oh, my God. And I don't want to hear Patrick Ewing anymore. Please.
Really?
Patrick can't string six words together.
He's not a head coach.
Man, you know, there would only be one form of player I'd want, and that would be Shaq, and Shaq ain't going to coach. So, no point.
You know who would be a great coach?
Kobe.
Clyde Walt Frazier.
He doesn't have the patience.
He won't do it, but he'd be a great. He knows what to do, though.
Walt Clyde Frazier.
In the broadcast.
Walt,
he knows exactly what to do.
Walt Clyde Frazier escapes to his island for 6 months with no phone and no email or anything, and he does yoga and picks elderberries, you know?
And he wears like zebra robes and shit.
Yeah. He doesn't do anything but sit on the beach and not think about the Knicks. That's what he does.
Zebra robes and matching slippers, because you know Clyde is a pimp.
Oh, man.
He's a real pimp.
I wish I could dress like Clyde. There's no, I mean, it's just too expensive, too. But,
well, it's all custom made stuff.
Right. Exactly. So here's one for you, Ahmed. Who's going to start for the Denver Broncos? Mark Sanchez or Paxton Lynch? Woo!
Mark Sanchez.
I'm thinking Mark Sanchez for a little while.
Think for a little while or a whole season?
No, I think for a little while until he fucks up real bad.
Yeah, it depends on how he plays.
You know? How dare you? How dare you both? How dare you both?
The fans of the Denver Broncos are going to be like, put Paxton Lynch out there.
More?
You know why?
Mm.
Because Denver, for the last maybe 6 years, has had great defenses, right?
Yeah.
So you remember that guy, Tim Tebow?
I remember him.
Back then to the playoffs, and he was trash.
I remember him.
Because they have a great defense. You could basically put Paxton Lynch out there and take whatever bruises he's going to get you because your defense is so good.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get unlimited chances to correct his mistakes, you know?
Okay.
So Mark Sanchez is on a short leash. I pray for him because I like him too. He's gotten a raw deal everywhere he's went.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, because if
I feel bad for him.
I still don't believe that Sam Bradford was better than Mark Sanchez. I don't believe that at all. And I also read something interesting about Sam Bradford. Guy's made $77 million this year in his career. He's got 77 touchdowns. $1 million a touchdown.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. That's incredible. That means Mark Sanchez should be like a billionaire. Should be a billionaire. Give him money. Give him more money.
I love for Sanchez. He still, even though he got you guys to those finals, he's not the answer. He was never the answer.
Mark Sanchez.
I pray to God for the Jets to get a franchise.
Mark.
I'm not a hater.
Mark Sanchez was the best quarterback we drafted since Ken O'Brien. Okay.
That's correct.
Mark Sanchez.
No, I have to say no, man. You're shitting on Chad Pennington.
No, he just was injured. Just we knew what it was going to be with him.
A lot of good years.
He did, but he was also often injured. We knew what it was going to be with Chad Pennington.
Yeah. But I'm in my personal opinion, I'm not a Jets fan. I feel he was your best quarterback so far.
Wrong.
Even though he didn't get too far.
Wrong.
He He was a good quarterback.
You're wrong. I'm sorry. You're wrong. Mark Sanchez was the best quarterback. Yes, you are.
I'm not wrong about my opinion.
Oh, yes, you are.
You can't be wrong about your own opinion.
Of course you can.
Sounds stupid.
No, it's not. Of course you can be wrong. If I'm here and I'm telling you you're wrong about your opinion, that's why. When people tell me I'm wrong about my opinion, I just walk away from them. I don't even give them a chance to rebut. Or I won't rebut either. I just walk away. I smile. I walk away.
And there's no smile.
There's no smile. No, there's no smile.
There's no don't lie to people. Good work for you guys. Give him some respect.
I will try. Ahmed.
Put some respect on his name.
Ahmed, maybe come on the show next week. My buddy Michael D'Elia, who is back from Italy, he is going to be on the show next week. He's back. He's a big Yankee fan, a big Cowboy fan, a big...
Oh, my God. We can
what else does he have?
Up. That's
He's a diehard Knicks fan with me. Big Yankee Cowboy Knicks fan. He was.
I'll tell you something though.
I've known him since I was 4 years old. He's the one who made me hate the Yankees. He is really the person that made me hate the New York Yankees.
While you were growing up, right?
Well, just because of the gloating. And I never liked the Cowboys, but I also seriously had a problem with Troy Aikman. And my buddy Michael loved Troy Aikman. I didn't like Troy Aikman. He's a good quarterback, whatever, but I didn't like him. He's always a pill popper. I always saw pills in his eyes.
Team, I like Emmitt Smith. I watch Emmitt Smith run the ball all
prime
the
time, baby.
My team,
if I had to pick one guy on that team, it was prime time. Prime time. He was one of the best.
But he wasn't always there.
All right. I got about 2 minutes left, man. I'm going to let you go, all right?
All right, brother. I'm going. I'm sorry I couldn't make it. Linda, love you.
Don't worry. Peace, bro.
Bye.
Okay, so we're here now, and we're going to talk about one last piece of knowledge. Is that when are you going to fire Joe Girardi, Linda?
I have no love for him.
You hate Joe Girardi. I appreciate how much you do hate Joe Girardi.
I don't agree with a lot of the things he does. The only thing I do love about him is he fights for every missed call possible, and it makes it at least fun to watch.
That's true.
He jumps out of that dugout quicker than anybody.
That's true. And one last thing I'm going to say is thank goodness for Michael Conforto. Thank goodness.
I don't know how you guys didn't mention him.
We'll mention him.
He's your leader. He's ridiculous.
We will mention him, I promise. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to leave you with a track from Aesop Rock's new record, The Impossible Kid. The track is called Lot of Years. Enjoy your Sunday, and let's go Hornets.
The kid that worked down at the local Baskin Robbins got a tattoo of a lipstick print attached above his collar. Watched them relocating pistachio to a waffle, thinking I had lost the plot, if not the passion for the novel. He asked me what I wanted, I ordered something daft. He said he liked the tattoo Alex drew me of the bats. Thanks, I like it too, but modestly confess, in present company, my coloring is not the main event. Look at that neck, the messages are meeting at the guy F's chicks. I spent a lot of years making friends with cool artists, so when they drew me tattoos, I could truly feel important. As a 22-year-old inside a cube of brick and mortar, got me questioning my morals in the corny pecking order. I should give a shit less. Cherry, no. Whip, yes. Lot of years. Got a head full of dreadlocks down to her waist. I watched her add the spinach to the ginger to the grapes. My hair was underwhelming, my juice was fucking great. Some lady orders maca, compliments the locks. She asked how many years it took the girl to grow the crop. It took a lot of years and then eventually I cut them, kept them, and reattached them anytime I want them. My mind's fucking blown, the future is amazing, I feel so fucking old. I bet you clone your pets and ride a hoverboard to work. I used a folding map to find the juice place in the first. These kids are running wild, I'm still running.